Unit 1, page 15, listening, exercises 6 and 7.
Hello, everyone. Well, here in Britain, it's exam time again. That time of year when thousands of school kids sit their exams, and for many, it's a very important time because, right or wrong, the results of some exams, like A-levels, will determine whether they go to university or not, and what they'll do next. So, lots of stress around, and here to talk about this stress and how to survive it is educational psychologist Janet Greaves.
Hello.
Janet, the build-up to exams, the days and weeks before the exams actually start, this is perhaps the most difficult part, isn't it? I mean, my exams were a few years ago, but I still remember having sleepless nights.
Yes, me too. It's a difficult time in every young person's life. And a big question in the days before the exam is studying. How much? When? What kind? And so on. I have to say that I didn't study enough for my exams, so I didn't actually do very well. I really regret not taking it more seriously.
But you survived, right? And you're doing okay.
Yes, that's right. Everyone knows that exam results aren't everything. Life is much more than that. But, of course, exams are really important when you're doing them.
Yes, indeed. So what advice can we give young people who are about to take these exams?
Well, I'd say don't forget to take care of yourself. Remember to eat regularly and well. That's the first thing. And make sure to get lots of sleep, too. Tiredness always makes stress worse.
How much studying should they do?
Well, that depends on all kinds of things. I think it's important to maintain a balance. Study, sure, but keep doing things that you enjoy as well. And try to avoid comparing yourself with your friends. Some of them will do more studying, some will do less. You have to do the right amount for you.
That's interesting, because I tried studying together with my friends, but it wasn't a great success. All that happened was we made each other feel more desperate.
Well, yes, that can happen. You know, I think it's nice to study with your friends, but try not to get pulled into doing things in a way that doesn't suit you.
One last piece of advice?
Okay, be flexible. It's good to have a timetable and try to stick to it. But if you oversleep one morning, that's okay. It's not the end of the world. Don't feel guilty.
Absolutely. Well, I regret to say that we've run out of time. Janet, thanks for being with us. And good luck to all you exam takers out there.